This is Biotechnica and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Hello, my name is Kajol and welcome to the magnificent world of Biotechnica. We just celebrated Dasra in the month of October. But do you know why do we celebrate it? It celebrates the victory of God Rama over the demon named Ravana. It's the triumph of good over evil. Similarly, in this particular month of Dasra, a new weapon was being discovered to kill the demon named cancer by a group of Indian scientists. Cancer. The word itself creates so much fear and anxiety, isn't it? Has to be, it is being justified by the statistical data published by National Institute of Cancer Prevention and Research. According to this data, it has been found that one woman dies every 8 minutes in India due to cervical cancer. With respect to breast cancer, it has been found that one dies in every 2 women who have been detected by this disease. And the most astonishing finding is that around 2.25 million people are currently living with this disease in India, of which approximately 7,84,821 deaths occur every year in India. Now, looking into the history, I will give you certain information which highlights how ancient cancer is. Though Hippocrates was the first one to discover cancer, the word cancer. The word has come from a Greek word which is called as carcinos, which describes a carcinoma tumor. Now, earliest evidence of human bone cancer was found in Egyptian mummies and surprisingly in ancient manuscript which dates about 1600 BC. Interestingly, the world's oldest recorded case of breast cancer was found in ancient Egypt in 1500 BC. In terms of treatment, at that time it was not being discovered though. Palliative treatment was very much in practice. Now, what is a palliative treatment? Palliative treatment highlights any given treatment which only reduces the pain, not the condition. So you can say certain components which are sedatives or culminatives or say anesthetic, they can be turned into palliative treatments. As in today's time, the way surface tumors are surgically removed, similar practices was being followed in ancient times. This finding highlights that we are still dealing with such an ancient disease. But the surprising fact is that with rapid evolution in the field of science and technology, we often wonder why there is no reliable cure for cancer. But I guess we have an answer to this question now. Because a group of brilliant and hardworking scientists from NCCS have found a new breakthrough invention in cancer. Before giving you the highlights about the invention, I will be telling you something about what is cancer, how it is being caused, and what are the changes that happen at the cellular level. Oncogenes. Yes, these are the group of genes which are responsible for causing cancer, that is, the uncontrolled growth of cancer cells leading to tumor. Now, any molecule which can nullify the action of oncogenes would ideally be useful in controlling this uncontrolled growth and in cancer treatment. Till date, whichever oncogenes are being identified show their effect by first getting translated into a biomolecule which is known as a protein. This protein which causes cancer are termed as oncoproteins. But this protein from DNA is formed through an intermediate molecule called as RNA. Hence, most of the research was being carried out and is also concentrated around the long-held belief that oncoproteins are responsible for cancer. Now, this fenced belief was challenged by a team of researchers led by Dr. Anjali Shiraz, who is a senior scientist at National Center for Cell Science in Pune, and by Dr. L.C. Pandey at KIIT in Bhubaneswar, who was formerly a leading scientist at Tata Institute of Fundamental Research in Mumbai. The persistent and diligent work done by this team discovered a non-conventional idea that RNAs that are transcribed from DNA may not subsequently convert into proteins through a process called as translation. So they are arrested at the RNA level. Now these are called as non-coding RNAs. And the research states that these non-coding RNAs hold the clues in deregulating cell growth balance, thus leading to abnormal cell growth. Now, while talking about the period when the research was being initiated, Dr. Varsha Shepal, who is one of the first researchers to work on this topic, responded that it all started in early 2000s. There were talks between Dr. Shiraz and Pandey about the functionality of non-coding RNA. I started doing my PhD in the subject and we were finally able to identify the RNA which causes tumor development. This finding came across after many batches of students did their research in this particular field. It took more than a decade to actually come up with this reliable statement that non-coding RNAs are responsible for causing cancer. Now, initially, the objectives of the team were very different, but the accidental finding led to the discovery of non-coding RNA, which was responsible for deregulating cell growth cycle at NCCS, which the team termed as GINIR, a cancer-causing non-coding RNA gene, abbreviated from genomic instability inducing RNA. This cancer-causing non-coding RNA is just 600 base pair in length. The magnificent detailed work was carried out and is published in the premium international journal named as PLOS Biology in 8th of October 2018. Now let me put some light on the actual research. The research highlights the unreported work about how GINIR interacts with centrosomal protein called as CEP112 and how this association between GINIR and CEP112 lead to the abnormal cell growth. This pioneer work can change the perspective about cancer detection and treatment. That is, the current findings has opened new paths to find answer in the field of cancer, hoping for reliable cure. The experiments were carried out in mouse fibroblast, which represents an environment very much similar to that of human cells. As the invention was novel and one of its kind, initially Dr. Shiraz and her team had to face immense criticism, but this didn't stop them. The belief, brilliance and hard work with the support from NCCS led to this pioneer discovery that non-coding RNA can be an important player in cancer. The advanced research has opened many avenues and questions which are determined to get answered by the ongoing work carried out by Dr. Shiraz's team. Now, one of which is understanding the detailed mechanism responsible for the expression of GINIR RNA in the cells. Others are finding out how to keep balanced expression of GINIR to keep the growth of cells in check and hence preventing the uncontrolled growth and multiplication. An enlightening interaction with Dr. Shiraz also highlighted about how antisense RNA of GINIR, also named by the team as GINIRAS, isolated from mouse cells, can be used in the treatment. It's indeed a very proud moment and a new ray of hope in the research field of cancer. To understand the detailed study, do read the published paper of which the title is Non-coding RNA GINIR function as an oncogene by association with centrosomal protein. This paper is being published in PLOS 1 on October 8, 2018. Let's hope that this new door leading to exclusively new dimensions of cancer will eradicate this disease completely one day. Thank you for listening to our podcast and stay tuned to know many more such inventions in the field of science. Thank you.